Unit 5, page 97. Don't write off men just yet. By Nicholas D. Kristof. For the first time in history, men no longer dominate the labor force in America. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the majority of employees for the 5 months that ended in March 2010 were women. And women now make up 51% of professional and managerial positions in America, up from 26% in 1980. With women making such important gains, there's a larger question. Are women simply better suited than men to today's jobs? That's the issue raised by Hannah Rosen in a provocative article called The End of Men, in a recent edition of The Atlantic magazine. What if the modern post-industrial economy is simply better suited to women than to men? Ms. Rosen asked. She adds, the post-industrial economy is indifferent to men's size and strength. The qualities that are most valuable today, social intelligence, open communication, the ability to sit still and focus, are not predominantly male. In fact, the opposite may be true. Furthermore, Ms. Rosen continues, if school performance predicts career success, then women may do even better a few decades from now. Girls excel in school as never before. The National Honor Society for Top High School Students says that 64% of its members are girls. The Center on Education Policy reports that boys are behind girls in reading in every American state. So, is a new age of femininity dawning, as Ms. Rosen and others believe? Call me a skeptic. My hunch is that we're moving towards greater gender balance, not a new imbalance that favors women. Don't hold your breath for the end of men. One reason is that women's gains still have a catch-up quality to them. Catch-up is easier than forging ahead. Moreover, the differences in educational performance, while real, are modest. In math, boys and girls are about equal. In language skills, 79% of elementary school girls can read at a proficient level, compared with 72% of boys. At the very top, boys more than hold their own. 62% of kids who earn perfect 2,400 scores on the SAT are boys. I think we exaggerate the degree to which the sexes are in conflict. As Henry Kissinger once said, nobody will ever win the battle of the sexes. There's too much fraternizing with the enemy. We men want our wives and daughters to encounter opportunity in the workplace, not sexual harassment. Women want their husbands and sons to be in the executive suite, not jail. Nearly all of us root for fairness, not for our own sex. The truth is that we men have benefited as women have gained greater equality. Those men who have lost their jobs in the recession are now more likely to have a wife who still has a job and can keep up the mortgage payments. And women have been particularly successful in the social sector, creating new programs for the mostly male jobless or homeless. So forget about gender war. Chances are that we men will find a way to hold our own with the help of women. And we'll benefit as smart and talented women increasingly have the opportunity to use their skills for the good of all humanity, including those of us with Y chromosomes.